When the question was asked of Dr. Maslow, when I asked him this question personally, what does it mean to be self-actualized? He said there are three things that you have to know and understand. One is you have to learn to become independent of the good opinion of other people. That's like at the top of the list. You have to become independent. Self-actualizers are independent of the good opinion of other people. Secondly, self-actualizers are people who have no attachment to the outcome. They are detached from the fruits of their labors. They know what their life is about, and they get on with that, and they don't get themselves concerned with how it's going to work out. They turn that over to God. They just have this knowing that it will, and that's enough. And the third is that they have no investment in power over other people. No investment in power over other people. So they're not really trying to convince anybody else or to subjugate anybody else or to dominate anyone else with their abilities. And these people who have these divine capacities are usually very, very quiet about it. And they will get disapproval and they will acknowledge it. And it's okay. They just move along. They don't allow that to be the focus of what it is that they're going to do in their lives. I can't tell you how many people, but it's up in the hundreds of thousands, that have written to me over the past quarter of a century and told me their difficulties, their struggles, and how if they would have learned one of these three lessons, or all three of these lessons, to be independent of the good opinion of other people, to be detached from the outcome, and to get rid of your investment in the need to have power over other people, how much peace you would have in your life.